Verses 9 to 14 of the Surah Al-Isra, the Night Journey. Truly this Quran guides toward that which is most upright and gives glad tidings to the believers who perform righteous deeds, that theirs shall be a great reward, and that we have prepared a painful punishment for those who believe not in the hereafter. Man prays for evil as he prays for good, and man is ever hasty. We made the night and the day two signs. Then we effaced the sign of the night and made the sign of the day, giving sight that you might seek bounty from your Lord and that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. And we have expounded everything in detail. And for every man we have fastened his omen upon his neck, and we shall bring it forth for him on the day of resurrection as a book, which he will meet wide open. Read your book. On this day your soul suffices as a reckoner against you. And I've taken this translation from the Study Quran, and I'd like to read the note that they have made on this as well. And this is a comment on verse 11, man prays for evil as he prays for good. This refers to situations where people pray in ignorance for what seems beneficial to them, but will only bring them harm, or when they pray in a moment of anger or passion for what will bring harm to themselves, their families, or their property, by way of curse or imprecation. The implication is that if God were to respond to such requests, human beings would be destroyed by their own supplications. This behavior reflects that man is ever hasty, and throughout the Quran, people hasten unto disbelief, 541, and to sin and enmity, 562. They seek to hasten evil before good, 2746, and seek to hasten their own destruction when they repeatedly ask their prophets when the punishments about which they have been warned will come to pass. That being hasty is intrinsic to human nature is also indicated by 2137, which says that man was created of haste. And for each of these points, the Study Quran editors, of course, give classical references. And a note on the very, very important verse, read your book. On this day your soul suffices as a reckoner against you. It's a long note they've given, and I'll just read what I think is the most important paragraph. It is God, perhaps, speaking through the voice of the angels, who issues the command in verse 14. In reading one's own book, one effectively renders judgment upon oneself. Since this book is composed solely of one's own deeds, all individuals can be said to be able to judge as to whether they deserve to enter the garden or the fire by, quote, reading their own actions. Although the effect of divine mercy on individual salvation remains imponderable and a source of hope, it can be said that human beings are saved or condemned through their own actions. For this reason, the Quran repeatedly states that God does not wrong people, rather it is they who wrong themselves. And they make reference to 3117, 1044, 2940. In this way, one's soul suffices as a reckoner, and the Quran offers elsewhere the powerful image of one's own limbs testifying against one on the day of judgment. 24:24, 36:65, 41:20-22. This book can thus be understood as referring to one's very soul, inscribed with its deeds in life. Some describe the book in this way: your tongue is its pen, your saliva is its ink, and your limbs are the paper upon which it is written. It is you who dictates it to your own memory. Surah number 17, The Night Journey, verses 18 to 21. Whosoever would desire the ephemeral, we hasten for him therein whatsoever we will, for whomsoever we desire. Then we appointed hell for him, wherein he shall burn, blameworthy, banished. And whosoever desires the hereafter, and endeavours for it earnestly, and is a believer, it is they whose efforts shall be appreciated. Each do we aid, both these and those, with the gift of thy Lord, and the gift of thy Lord is not confined. Behold how we have favoured some of them above others, and verily the hereafter is greater in degrees and greater in precedences of favouring. That translation of verse 21 was from Dr. Martin Lings's Holy Quran translations of selected verses. Verses 23 and 24 of Surat al-Isra, the night journey, chapter 17. And I'm taking this reading and future readings, unless stated otherwise, from Ali Quli Qara'i. This is the translation that Noreen was reading from. Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except him, and he has enjoined kindness to parents. Should they reach old age at your side, one of them or both, do not say to them, fie, and do not chide them, but speak to them noble words. Lower the wing of humility to them, out of mercy, and say, my Lord, have mercy on them, just as they reared me when I was a small child.